Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK from Atlanta's Jazz Station. And we have a very special guest in the studio with us right now. Two guests, as a matter of fact. Just a reminder, it's 8 minutes after 1 o'clock. I'm Reva Blue. Midday Jazz is the program. And we just heard from the voice of Vanessa Rubin. And that was a song called That Was Then and This Is Now, and she is here in the studio. We want to welcome you, Vanessa Rubin, to Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9.
Hey.
Hey, welcome.
Hey,
how you feeling? I'm glad to have
you. I feel great, honey.
That's a marvelous
thing. Always good coming to Atlanta. It's been too long.
And it's been too long, and it's been so long since I've seen you that sometimes you almost forget how far we go back. And a lot of years back in the D.C. area.
Yes.
Frank Morgan, some of the great jazz stars that were playing in that series.
Yes,
and performing,
yes.
Ernie Andrews and everyone.
One of my favorites.
Yes, indeed. But you're here in Atlanta for the Hammond's House. This is a very special event, and this program is made possible by thanks to the generosity of AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And we have Leatrice Elzie Wright in the studio.
Yes.
To tell us about the part of the AIDS Foundation, how they're involved with this event that's coming up this coming Saturday.
Well, they have come in.
Get a little closer to your mic, and I'll turn this down.
They have come in as a sponsor for this activity, so we are eternally grateful. You know, so the Hammond's House, this is a fundraiser for the Hammond's House, and we will be supporting Hammond's House exhibitions, education, and just programming at the Hammond's House, you know, our cultural programming that goes on year-round. So we have these types of activities and opportunities to support that work.
There is an event in the afternoon on Saturday. Are you also familiar with that event as well? Are you involved? So I'm just jumping ahead. I'll just stick to my little paper right here. There's a lot happening at the Hammond's House, I see. But first of all, how can people find out more information about what's going on at the Hammond's House?
And you're absolutely right. We always have a lot going on at the Hammond's House. And so people can go to our website at hammondshouse.org and just check out all of the happenings, we have an opening tonight. Tomorrow night, for example, we have Pella McDaniels, who's opening tomorrow night. And then during the day on Saturday, we have some other events. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on before we get to the main event.
Yes.
Vanessa Rubin on Saturday
on
evening.
The main event on Saturday. How'd you manage to grab this young lady right here to perform at the Hammond's House?
Well, let me say that I've known Leatrice for a very long time. I remember her when she was involved with the Black Arts Festival here in Atlanta many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I participated in that. And when the agent called me and I heard the name about doing something in Atlanta, of course, I'm always excited about doing something in Atlanta because it's been so long.
Yeah.
I jumped at the opportunity. And then I said, Leatrice? I wonder if this is the same Leatrice.
Yes.
So once I made the phone call, it was a done deal. I said, oh, sure. You know, it's an old connection.
And I'm grateful.
Yes, grateful. We all are. Yeah. I really am, because you are a storyteller of songs. I know you like to interpret certain musicians like Tad Dameron and
My new one coming
and
out.
And Wayne Shorter. Fill us in on what's going on with you and musically and what we're going to hear on Saturday night with the Gary Motley Trio.
Yes, well, and I met Gary Motley many years ago, I think in St. Louis, and we did a concert there, and then, you know, our careers have gone different directions, but we always run into each other at conventions and so forth briefly during the years. The new thing that I've been working on, just finished mastering, is a project that I've been producing, researching and producing for many years now, and it is on the music of Tad Dameron vocally. So it'll be the first Tad Dameron vocal songbook.
Wow.
I am so excited about it. Because no one has ever done just an all Dameron songbook. And so it's like beyond If You Could See Me Now, which is probably the song that kind of put him on the map with Sarah in 1955.
Uh-huh.
And the other songs that people know, like Lady Bird or Good Bait. But I spent a lot of time at the Library of Congress researching, finding obscure and very rare gems that people have not really heard by Tad, and I did it with an all-star octet with arrangements from some of our most notable jazz masters like Frank Foster, God bless him, who's no longer with us, but his music always will be. Jimmy Heath, Bobby Watson, Benny Golson. It is really a very special project, and I've had the music for a while, but I finally just got around to recording it. So I may do a couple of things from that. I was asked to do some things from a Billie Holiday project, which I was doing a number of years ago, a one-woman show on Billie's music. So I'll probably do some of that. But, you know, it's really hard for me to stick to a script.
I understand.
Because I'm very moody, and I really try to work in the moment.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to rehearsal. I'm going to see what feels good and see what happens with my mood and the band. And we'll see what comes out in the moment. And it's very more spontaneous that way for me. But I will try to include. I'm sure I'll do something and mention something about the Tad Dameron project. And, of course, something special for Leatrice.
Okay. How about Black Nile?
Well, you know,
yeah,
it depends on what I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know if I brought Black Nile with me, but Gary probably knows it.
He probably
does. You all will have me here all weekend singing, which is fine.
Make a special request. Because you do Arise and Shine.
Oh, I love that song. It's been a while.
Doug Horn and back in the day with the organ and the organ music.
Yes.
So your approach to the Tad Dameron recording, is that going to be with an organ?
It's an octet. You know, one sec, tenor, alto, trombone, trumpet, piano trio.
Okay.
Barry. One of each horn, like a big band.
Okay.
But one of each, and then the rhythm section. And Cecil Bridgewater is conducting it.
Oh,
he also co-produced it with me. That'll be with an octet. But I can still do some of the things with trio.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's where it all begins for me at the piano. And so, I asked coming in if you all had, and I'm speaking of organ because the last CD I did with Don Braden.
Right.
And it was a organ CD because we've kind of gone back to our Midwest roots.
Right.
With a Hammond organ. So I brought a copy to make sure the station had one, that full circle.
Okay.
And I will be selling some of those. I think Leatrice is going to have some giveaways.
All right.
That I brought for people that will be attending the concert. And I'll be selling some at the concert. So, I mean, you know.
Okay. Well, Leatrice,
great project.
It sounds like you've put one together right here for this coming Saturday. Again, it's a fundraiser. So, again, tell us about the fundraiser and the involvement of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation and the fundraiser for the Hammond's House Museum.
Well, each year the Hammond's House has a fundraiser. So usually we've been doing fundraisers in our garden area. In the backyard.
Right.
The Hammond's House. And this year we decided to, like, you know, really branch out because, you know, it's kind of, you know, we can seat about, you know, 160 people back there with tables and, you know, like a nice evening under the stars. We wanted to go into a larger venue bring in, and you know, a larger artist, and then also to have a little bit more capacity, you know, for more people to be able to enjoy the show. And so that's why we decided to go into the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center. So we'll be over at Morehouse, on the campus of Morehouse College at Ray Charles, around the corner from the Hammond's House Museum. People can actually get tickets online. So go to our website, once again, hammondshouse.org. You can purchase your tickets online, and we make it really easy for you. Purchase online. Pick them up at the show at will call.
And plus, I'm sure, couldn't wait to get this out. I'm sure Ray Charles wanted the building to be put to some good use because it has a great sound the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center.
And I promise not to let him down.
There you go.
I know you won't.
I love Atlanta. Just let me say that. And Atlanta has always been an excellent market for me. Especially in the days when I was recording for RCA and I was doing a lot of performances down here. So I am anxious and glad to be back and anxious to give it up Saturday night. So I'm looking forward to the place being packed, not just so that I can reunite with Atlanta, but also for the purpose of being here. It is a fundraiser for Hammond's House, and, you know, we need folks to come out and support the effort.
All right. She's like one of them sassy type of jazz singers. You want to bear witness.
I'm a bottom line type individual, you know.
Okay. Yes. We're looking forward to it. Yes.
And Reva, and I want to just kind of piggyback on what she said, because, you know, mm-hmm. the thing about Atlanta is we're notorious for, you know, waiting until making promoters and producers bite their nails leading up to a show, because we're right. notorious for buying our tickets on the day of.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really want people to come out, though, because, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the things that we should be grateful for. You know, we're living in this space right now where so many of what we do, so much of what we do is under attack.
Right.
Especially when you start talking about the creative arts and you start talking about our music and just our culture, period. And we have to be grateful for all of the talent, all of this beauty that we create and produce. And sitting right next to me is one of those treasures.
Yes.
And to have the opportunity to, like, kind of be in that intimate space like the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center and to hear this music with, you know, Vanessa, and then, you know, couple her with Gary Motley, it doesn't get better than that.
No.
And so these are those moments that we need to, like, you know, engage in and hold on to. So, you know, come on out, bring a friend with you so that you can enjoy it together, and y'all can definitely talk about it,
yes.
like, for years to come. Because it's one of those moments. I mean, because when you came in here, you're like, yeah, Vanessa, I remember you from way back. You know, and that's how we remember these experiences, that they take you to a
that's
place.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
And you can always go back to that place. So we really invite everyone to come out and support the music, support the Hammond's House, check out Vanessa, because we don't, you know, we want to see her in Atlanta all the time.
Yes,
but we don't know when we're going to get to see her in Atlanta
I
again.
I hear that.
All right, so this
comes. I will come as often as I'm invited, even for your 160 people under the stars. I like that too. I love intimacy. But have you guys been doing fun drives lately?
Yes, we
okay,
have.
Okay, you know, I'm always on radio. I do those sometimes. As a matter of fact, years ago, I was here doing one with, I was calling her Audrey Blanding, but she's.
Oh, Audrey Shakur.
Audrey Shakur.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that to say that. See, I don't mind getting on the air saying, without you, there would be no me. But without support of public radio
right.
and of this station, they won't have the jazz that they take advantage
right.
of every day. Just turn on and it's always there.
Yep.
And I, you know, I always tell people, well, you know, buy one less pair of Ferragamos this week, one less bottle of Moët. One less trip to the wherever you go, and take that $25 and $30 and give it to Hammond's House.
There you go.
So that they can keep doing these year-round events and cultural events and keep WCLK running, up and running, so that they can continue to have
That's
jazz
right.
and people like me will continue to have radio stations to play our music on.
Yes.
Yep. Well, we're here.
We have Vanessa Rubin coming up. Here's a song called, just set it up for us. It's called, It's Probably Me.
Well, it is me.
Uh-huh.
Live in Atlanta.
Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK. It's Vanessa Rubin on Saturday at the Hammond's House. It's a benefit for the Hammond's House Museum, and you don't want to miss it. And I'm saying Hammond's House Museum benefit concert that is taking place at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center at Morehouse College, and it starts at 7:30 p.m.